We're up to Gimel Amud Beis. We have just some unfinished business, and that is that someone had a good kasha the other week about the discussion of what else would be included in the pre-sha. You would need 7 days of pre-sha for 1 day of Avaida, and we attempted to say that one was the Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim, 7 days before, and then Yom Kippur, and the Sreifas HaPara, the one who's going to burn the Parah, also needs 7 days plus 1 day. The Gemara said maybe it's Yom Tovim. The Gemara said it can't be Yom Tovim because that'll be seven for seven, or no Kedusha beforehand, has to be days of Chol. So the Gemara then proposed, and I've Gimel Amud Aleph, what about Rosh Hashanah? Ve'im Rosh Hashanah. It's the separation. Yeah, to be
separate.
Yeah.
We have to wait a second while Dennis goes upstairs.
So we're just going to finish this point here. So the Gemara entertained a possibility, maybe it's Rosh Hashanah. So somebody asked, Jonathan had asked, what do you mean Rosh Hashanah is not seven for one? A lot of the Yom Tovim, we said you have a problem. You need seven for one. We said, oh, maybe Shmini Atzeres, he has seven for one. So we discounted that for a different reason. But then again, Rosh Hashanah is not seven for one because Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. That was his question. So we try to say Atzeres, maybe it's Yom Arich, there's one long day.
So you have two one for the first day, one for the second day.
To have them two secluded to it. You can only have one Kohen Gadol. But he's only going to do, and even if you, whatever Avodah he's going to do on Rosh Hashanah, will need 7 days. But which day, again, it can't be compared. You can't have a limud from either the Miluim, or we'll see as we see from Har Sinai, if it's not 7 days for only 1 day. That's the issue. So indeed, it's a very strange thing, Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because the Torah says, how many days of Rosh Hashanah do you have to keep?
One
day. On the first day of the seventh month, Tishrei, that is Yom Teruah Yelachem. That's the day of Teruah, that's the day you blow the Shofar. So what happened? Why do we have 2 days? And why even in Eretz Yisrael do you have 2 days? So it's a complicated matter. But we'll read it from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, Perakei, Halacha, Zayin, and Ches, says like this. Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah b'zman shayu kovin al hariyah. In the days when they would set the Rosh Hashanah, or namely Rosh Chodesh, based on the eyewitness of Edom, and they said they would come to Bezin and said we saw the new moon. So then, hayu roiv b'nei Eretz Yisrael oisin oisay shnei yom tovim misafik. Most of the population in Eretz Yisrael would have to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because they would have a doubt which day it is. Comes the 29th day of.
That's also again, Niskalkal
V'Yim B'Shir. Niskalkal V'Yim B'Shir, right. The mission at the end of Rosh Hashanah, very good. But after the 29th day of Elul, that night, the Beis Din would be kaveh and say, okay, we have to make believe it's Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because if the Eidim would come tomorrow on day 30 of Elul and say, we saw the new moon, they would have to proclaim that day as Rosh Hashanah. So it wouldn't be 30 Elul, it would be Aleph Tishrei. And that day would be Rosh Hashanah. So in case they would come, so they made that day as a Rosh Hashanah. If they wouldn't come, then they said, okay, now we'll make the next day Rosh Hashanah, and that day will be 30 of Elul. But in order not to get people confused, and they say, well, last year I know 30 Elul, I did Malacha, I didn't have Rosh Hashanah, and meanwhile this year it could be really a Rosh Hashanah. So they instituted. It should always be at least a quasi Rosh Hashanah or a Suffolk Rosh Hashanah. So the Rambam says like this: Hayuroyv bnei Yisrael do in Yisafik. Lefishloi hayoyidin yom shekavu by bezin esachodesh she'ein ashluchin yaitzim yamtiv. No one will be able to find out. Someone who lived a few hours away from Yerushalayim, from the Beis Din, they would never find out if the Edim came that day and is Rosh Hashanah. So everybody in their own private homes, north and south of Yerushalayim, would keep the 30th day of Elul as a possible Rosh Hashanah. V'loyoid. Not only that, says Rambam, Ela afilu b'Yerushalayim atzma. Even Yerushalayim proper itself, Shu Mokum Bezdin, Pa'amim Rabbis, many times, Yoysin Yom Tev Rosh Hashanah, Shnei Yom Tev. It would be a lot of times 2 days of Rosh Hashanah then. Why? Shem Loi Bo Eidim Kol Yom Shloishim. If the entire 30th day, Eidim wouldn't come, so Noyin Hoy Bo Yisayim Shem Etzapin La Eidim Kodesh, the day that they were hoping for Eidim to come, they would make that day Kodesh, Ulamachar Kodesh. Since most of the time it came out as 2 days, even in a time when they fixed Rosh Chodesh based on eyewitnesses, Hiskinu, and the Yerushalmi in Erevin says, Hiskinu Nevi'im Rishonim. Not clear exactly who it was, Nevi'im Rishonim. Sounds like it was done even in the first Beis Hamikdash. Even maybe before the first Beis Hamikdash. But we're dealing with our Gemara already in the second Beis Hamikdash. And you see that they already had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah intact. At least maybe the Rabbanon, they would need it. So then, this was the Takana. That even Bnei Eretz Yisrael would make it always 2 days, even Bizman HaZeh, that we keep it based on a calendar. So hine lamadata the Yom Roshana is Bizman HaZeh Medivrei Seferim. So the question then comes back, so how could you think it's Rosh Hashanah? So either the question is, what maybe that from the Torah's perspective, Rosh Hashanah is indeed only one fixed day, one actual day, so maybe you need a pre-shift 7 days before the one day. And even if you want to say it's going in a more practical matter, then you'll have to say that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaRichter, both days are considered one long day.
I didn't understand what you read it now. So the Rosh Hashanah was on 30th Elul and Aleph Tishrei?
Well, no, it's only Aleph Tishrei. But the 30th of Elul, they would say, okay, let's not do any malacha. I don't think they'd bulur shofar yet till Eidim would come. If Eidim would come before Mincha, they say that day is Rosh Hashanah. Blow the shofar.
So, but we,
if they don't come, then they say, okay, today was not Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow will be Rosh Hashanah.
So today we do Aleph and Bet
Tishrei,
no Lamed.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Rambam is saying. That since even then they used to have most of the time 2 days, 30th of Elul and Aleph Tishrei. So and then they didn't know which one was the real day. And when the Eidim would come, then they know which day is the real one. They instituted always 2 days. Now the difference is our 2 days. The first day is always the Deiraisa day, is always the one Minat Torah, and the second one is the day that they said we're always going to have an extra day. We're always going to have 2 days based on, because of the confusion they used to have back then.
So why we don't do on the 30th and the Aleph Tishrei?
Again, because now that we have a calendar, we know when Rosh Hashanah is.
Now we know, because
we know it's Aleph Tishrei. We know when it is. Always fixed calendar. Now we can do the Gemara Vayter because we need to finish our Amud for today.
But they didn't bring Korbanos unless Eidim came. They didn't work, but they didn't bring Korbanos.
Right. So they didn't bring the Korbanos. They didn't blow the Shofar. Yeah.
They should be.
It was only Rosh Hashanah Lachumra. Says the Gemara. Now we're on Gimel Amud Beis. Starting from, if you have the Vilna edition, it's from the wide lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up. 5 lines up, it's from where it's wide. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, he said, Rabbi Yechanan Masni Choda. Rabbi Yechanan really only taught one din, one additional din of Prisha 7 days for a 1 day service. Which day? Yom HaKippurim. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he was Masni Tarti. He taught there are 2 days that are learned for the Kayan or the Kayan Gadol to separate 7 days for 1 day. And we'll explain now. Rabbi Yechanan Masni Choda, because he learned one drasha. La sois lechaper elu maase Yom HaKippurim. Remember that this was a pasuk that we quoted, and actually was the last couple of psukim in last week's parsha, Parsha's Tzav. Going into Shmini, which is this week's parsha, which is the Shmini Limi Luim, and it said at the end of the parsha, Sab, that Kasha also by Yom HaZeh, as you did on this day, means these 7 days of Prisha, and then 1 day, Siva Hashem la'asos l'chaper aleichem. Hashem is commanding you la'asos l'chaper. Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rav Dimi's version, Rabbi Yochanan said la'asos l'chaper adds one extra mitzvah. What is that? Yom HaKippurim. And Rabbi Shua Balevi Masni Tarti. La'asos elu ma'isei para, for the para aduma, which is also this week's parasha. We know this is parasha's para. Para needs 7 days of seclusion before the one day of burning the para. And lechaper lemaaseh yom kippurim. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yochanan masni chada? Is it possible Rabbi Yochanan only taught one extra prisha? V'anat ram. When we learned in the Mishnah, shivas yomim kediyom kippurim v'shivas yomim kaim nesefas pasar shivas hapara. So if it's in one Mishnah, it would seem to be that the identical halacha. And if you have prisha for Yom HaKippurim, it seems from the Mishnah that you also need a prisha for Para Aduma too, for the burning of the Para. How can you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan only taught one prisha of that of Yom HaKippurim? It seems the Mishnah seems to put both in one. And the Gemara answers, no, Maila Ba'alma. It's just an extra chumrah. Indeed, when the Mishnah lists it, it doesn't mean to list it as an equal to Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim, that's really learned out from an actual pasuk. Which pasuk? By the Miluim, Rabbi Yochanan said. Just like you need a 7 days of Prisha by the Miluim, and then Vayibah Yom HaShemini, the 8th day they came and worked, so to Yom HaKippurim, you need 7 days for the Kohen Gadol, and then Yom HaKippurim, he will work. But for the Parah, Rabbi Yochanan said, that's a Maila Ba'alma. Why do we have all these milas ba'alma, the extra chumras? So we already learned that I'm the Bezim at Aleph. Because they were makel in some aspects by the para, there would be matame the kayan who was doing it, right? In order to dispel any notion of believing in the tzedukim. So since that they can't do it with a tzul yayim, so since they were makel in some aspects, we had extra chumras in other areas. Says the Gemara now, V'ha'omra minyumi bar chilki omra machasya bar idi omer Rabbi Yochanan. This was a Gemara on Babbeis, that Rabbi Yochanan was quoted to have said the following, Kasher osa bayem azeh, just as they did on that day, Tziv Hashem la'asin l'chaper aleichem, la'asais elui ma'itse pora, l'chaper elu ma'itse b'kippurim. So, here you see Rabbi Yochanan himself said, both of them are learned out from this pasuk of Miluim. Para and Yom HaKippurim. Says the Gemara, Hahu de Rabbi. That was his Rebbe's opinion. That was his Rebbe's shita, that it goes on both. How do we know this? The Chiyasa Ravin Om Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yochanan was quoting Rabbi Yishmael's opinion, La say se lemaise para, lechaper lemaise Yom HaKippurim. So to keep in mind, it's like this. Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, said that you learn out from the Miluim two extra times of Prisha. Kayin Gadol Be'em B'Kippurim, Kayin who's Seref Es HaParo, burns the Parah. But Rabbi Yochanan himself only has one Limud. Las is the Chaper, he links together just to learn out Yom HaKippurim. And by what about para? Chumra ba'alma, ma'ila ba'alma. Tosfos says Akasha. Second Tosfos is the Rabbe. He says, how could Rabbi Yochanan argue on Rabbi Yishmael, who's a Tana? Right? Rabbi Yochanan is only an Amora. Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Reish Rabban Levi here. How could he argue? So Tosfos says the reason why he could argue is because we'll see he has another Braisa. On Davdala, we're going to quote a Braisa that actually will support Rabbi Yochanan. So that's he was allowed to do it. Says the Gemara now like this. Omale Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish says Rabbi Yochanan the following. Mehecho koyalfisla. Where do you learn it out from? Mimiluim. You're learning it out from the Miluim, from the 7 days that Aaron HaKohen was learning the Aveda for 7 days? If that's so then I ma miluim kol akosim ben ma'akav ben. Anything that is states by the miluim, any halacha that is said by the miluim, which we're going to learn later on daf hey, is ma'akev, meaning it must be done, otherwise it doesn't satisfy the halacha miluim. So then af hachanami kol akosim ben ma'akav ben. So here too, everything that is stated over here by the halacha of Yom HaKippurim, if you want to learn out from Miluim, then it has to be identical, says Reish Lakish. And we know by the Miluim, everything was ma'akiv. It would impede the laws of Miluim if you didn't do it. So too by Yom HaKippurim, it has to be exact.
So why is that a necessarily a conflict?
Oh, and why is it a conflict? So maybe you'll say, you're right, everything was there. I'll show you where it wasn't. We learned in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah. And they set aside another kohen. But v'loiketani mafrishin. What does that tell me? What does that tell me? How do I know Prisha is not an ikuv?
Because it's not required for the second replacement.
Because the first kohen gadol has Prisha. What happens if he becomes puzzled or he dies? Who do you take?
Second one.
You take the second one. The second one didn't have Prisha. Because it says maskinen lo kohen acher, you just set aside. It doesn't say mafrishin kohen acher. So you see, the second one doesn't need it. So you see, this halach is not ma'akev. Says Resh Lakish, if it's ma'akev by miluim, it has to be ma'akev by yamikipurim. Now v'chite, maybe you'll tell me my maskinen, like Jim understood. Maybe my maskinen mafrishin. Maybe maskinen means mafrishin. You actually separate the second kohen. Then listeni oy idividi maskinen oy idividi mafrishin. Use the same terminology. Either say maskinen a kohen for 7 days and maskinen a second kohen, or mafrishin a kohen got over 7 days and mafrishin a second kohen. So you see, it's not ma'akev. Now we don't have any answer in our Gemara of what Rabbi Yochanan said back, right? He doesn't tell you what he said back. So here we have from Rishonim already that the reason why he didn't bother saying it is because we know there is this principle that even though you learn out A from B, it doesn't have to be exact. All the halachas of B also have to pertain to A. So Rabbi Yochanan didn't bother even answering Reish Lakish, but that's Reish Lakish's kasha.
For the miluim, there was all the kohanim on that time was not.
It was just Aaron and his children.
And the children.
Yeah.
Yom Kippurim, we have only Kohen Gadol.
Because it's right.
It's not really 100% compared, because if someone for any reason has something that he didn't appreciate, so he still has other Kohanim
right to
take the job.
Right, right. So the answer is, the reason why it's shaveh, why it's equal, is because by the miluim, it was to teach all of the kohanim. By Yom HaKippurim, it's only one kohen who's supposed to do the avodah. So whichever kohen it is, for the para also only one kohen. The answer is, whichever kohen has to do the avodah. On the Yom HaKippurim, it's only the kohen gadol, and by the para, it's only one kohen. Says the Gemara like this, Omar Alei. So now Rabbi Yechanan says to Reish Lakish, Elamar, you the master, Mehecha Yalafla, where do you learn it out from? Now here, the Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side of the Gemara sends you to a Tosfos in Erechin. And he's bothered by the following. If you see before, Reish Lakish, when he was talking to Rabbi Yechanan, he says, where do you learn out from? He says, learn from the Miluim. And here, when Rabbi Yochanan is talking to Reish Lakish, he says, where does the master learn it out from? Now,
who's the master?
Who's the master and who's the Talmud? We know that Rabbi Yochanan is the Rebbe, Reish Lakish is the Talmud. So they find it a problem, and the Yavis here also, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, says, what's going on over here? Why is he talking to him as if he's like giving him covet, and Reish Lakish in turn is not?
Reish Lakish is quoting his Rebbe or something. Mar is the Rebbe of Reish Lakish that he's repeating over.
No, but this is Rabbi Yochanan talking to Reish Lakish.
I'm saying, he says to Reish Lakish, where did Mar learn it? Meaning,
where did your Rebbe learn it from? I hear, maybe, okay, good. But this is the kasha that they have. Sounds like a funny way of talking. Our master Reish Lakish says, this is where I know it from. You have to keep it in mind, because we're going to explain the machlokes here. Amar, he says, Misinai. I learned it out from what happened, what took place at Har Sinai. The Chsiv, it says in the end of Parshas Mishpatim, it says, Vayishka in Kvayid Hashem al Har Sinai. And the honor of Hashem rested on Har Sinai. Vayichasei, when it covered it, and then the honor covered it, Sheshes Yomim, for 6 days. Vayikrael Moshe Bayeim HaShvi'i. And then the Shekhinah called to Moshe on the 7th day. Michti, let us see. Ksiv Vayikrael Moshe Bayeim HaShvi'i. It says he called on the 7th day. So then, my Sheshes Yomim. Why do you have to say that the cloud encircled it, or him, we'll see what that means, for 6 days? Why are you pointing out 6 days? What is 6 days? And then on the seventh day he called him. Says the Gemara, Zeh bona av, this is to be learned out. Chekol ha'nichnes b'machen ha'shchina. Anyone that enters into machen ha'shchina, the holy place, even though usually machen ha'shchina in the times of the desert, in the Midbar, was anywhere in the Mishkan, or even in the Beis Hamikdash, it was really from the Shar HaNikner, from that gate and in is already Machane Shechina. But for these purposes, we mean it to be Kodesh HaKadoshim, and because that's where the real residing of the Shechina is. So Ma, just like Shkala HaNikner is Machane Shechina, Toin Prishos Shisha, you need 6 days of separation to prepare yourself to enter into Har Sinai, to enter into the Makom Shechina. So to every place that every time you need to enter into Kodesh HaKadoshim needs
6 days.
Prisha of
6 days.
6 days, very good. Vanan Shivatanan. That's only 6 days. We have 7 days you need. We said a Kohen Gadol has to separate 6, 7 days. How many days did Moshe Rabbeinu separate before he met Kavi Yochel, met HaKadosh Baruch Hu, came into the Shechina? Only 6 days. So the Gemara says, Masitzer Biyudu ben Beserihi, our Mishnah is going like the opinion of Yudu Beseri, the Chayish Lutumas Besai, that he's concerned about Tumas Besai, namely, that if a person has relations with his wife, and she would see Dam at the time of relation, she becomes an Ida, and he becomes Tumay for 7 days. So he's worried that if you'd only leave it 6 days, and he has relations with his wife the 6 days beforehand, and she becomes an Ida at that time, and he becomes Tameh for 7 days, then he misses Yom Kippur by 1 day. So they said, back it up one more day.
You say he's Tameh, isn't he? Like
high priestess,
he's got...
Well, he was Bainus. But Rabbi Yudim Seir, it's not a common thing. He's always worried about, maybe that will happen. So he says, back it up one more day. So they have, because how long will he be Tameh for?
7 days.
7 days.
Still doesn't help him.
Well, yeah, 7 days. Because if he has relation with his wife 8 days before, so even if he becomes tameh, 7 days, and then he's ready to tar.
So
he's table that, and then he needs to be the Yom Kippur.
Conflict. We know Chag HaShavuot was on the 6th
day. We're going to deal with that. We're going to deal with that on Dalar Amid base. Hold that.
Part of this is at the Rabbana.
What do you mean?
Well, because according to the Torah, it's only 6 days.
So really, from the Torah's standpoint, if you learn it out
from Moshe Rabbeinu,
from Sinai, all you need is 6 days.
Yeah.
And the seventh day is? Because you're concerned about he may become tummy. So really, you can learn all 7 days because he may become tummy. Right? If you're worried about Rebbe and Mesera, so the reason why the Kohen has to separate for 7 days is he may become Tameh, and then he'll be Tameh for 7 days. So why not just give that reason? So two terutzim. Tosfos Yeshanim says, because we want the original source as a Torah source, right? You want to learn out from the Torah itself, that's 6 days. And then 1 day is the Rabbanan added another day of the seventh. The Ritva says, no, Ritva doesn't answer that. Ritva says two terutzim. He says, first of all, because Rabbi Yudah Maseira, they would not have made an entire new law to separate for 7 days just for his concern. Once the Torah already said separate for 6 days, so for Rabbi Yudah Maseira's concern, for his chash, we'll add one more day. But we wouldn't make a law to 7 days to start off with. Six you already have, we could add one more. That's one Teretz Ritva says. Another Teretz Ritva says, if you're only worried about that, so just say, don't have relations for 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mr. Kohen Gadol. What do you have to separate into a room in the Beis Hamikdash, the Lishkas Parhedrin? What do you have to put him over there for? Must be there's more to that, more than just separating, but there's actually preparing and getting ready spiritually for the day of Yom HaKippurim. What do you see from the Ritva? It's pointed out, you see through Ritva, he holds that this whole Limud, whether you learn out from the Miluim, whether you learn out from Har Sinai, is all really Midirabbanan. and it's an asmachta ba'alma. This din of prisha is not midoraisa, as Tosfos Yeshanim seems to say. The Ritva will learn like this Tosfos. You'll remember here, we'll get to this Tosfos in a moment. Tosfos says clearly that this din of prisha from Yom Kippurim and para is only midorabbanan, not midoraisa. And this Tosfos Yeshanim holds is actually midoraisa. But let's for a moment think it's actually midoraisa. Rabbi Yechanan learns it out from where?
From the
Miluim. From the Miluim. Okay? They separated from the Miluim. Reish Lakish learns it out from where? From Sinai, because Moshe Rabbeinu had to separate for 6 days before he went into Machane Shechina. Rav Menachem Zemba. For those who never heard of Rav Menachem Zemba, he was a great Goyin. A ardent Gera Chassid. And he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. We have a few svarim from him. One sefer is just correspondence that he wrote to the son-in-law of the Ur Sameach. The Ur Sameach, who was the Rav Meir Simcha of Devinsk, the great Goyin, asked Rav Menachem Zemba to befriend his son-in-law. And they had a whole correspondence back and forth with brilliant insights. Nebuch, this son-in-law died, had no children. Rav Meir Simcha didn't have any descendants. This Rav Menachem Zemba wanted to just learn his whole life, not take any positions. In the end, he had to run a store, and he felt that would allow him to learn more, because he learned in between customers. Finally, the Gerab pushed him, he should become the Rav. And he became the Rav of Warsaw. And he was the Rav in the Warsaw Ghetto. And Nebuch, in 1943, they were in a hideout, and the Germans used to smoke up the different places where they put, basically lit it on fire, those places where they threw it, until they would force them to come out, and he had to come out, and he was shot in the Warsaw Ghetto, Shem Yom Kadamli. But several svarim, he was about in his mid-50s at the time, several svarim already we have from he wrote beforehand, and Rav Menachem Zemba had a shot in the following suffix. His suffix was like this. If you think about it, the reason why, whether it's a Torah law, whether it's a rabbinic law, why would you have to have this separation, let's say on Yom Kippurim, 7 days beforehand? Is the reason why you have 7 days is because you need to separate yourself before you enter into a holy place? And is it the Kedushas Hamokim that requires 7 days of Prisha? Or is it the Kedushas Hayyim that requires it? Is the separation due to the nature of the holiness of the place he's about to enter in, or is it the avoid that he's going to on this particular holy day that requires it? And this was his suffix.
You could say both.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
What's the nafkamina?
Nafkamina is that you have the 6 days that you learn from Har Sinai, and the Kedushas Hayom as the additional day, because it's an extra Kedusha, and that makes seven.
No.
But it's either going to be 6 or 7 that you need Prisha. Question is, what was the requirement of Prisha? Is it because you're coming into a holy place? Or is it because you're the Kedusha of that day? That's the suffix. Now, there is a sefer called Avodis Yom HaKippurim, which is the Reiterah from Rabbi Yosef Dev Soloveitchik, which he says that he always had an affinity to the Masechtas Yomah, because it's something he discussed with his father many times, even on Yom Kippur, he used to discuss a lot of Torah. So he put out a sefer. In the sefer, he doesn't quote Rav Menachem Zemba, but he says that he would understand the machloek between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is not merely in which pasuk do you learn it from, but it's actually in what the whole source and the reason behind the separation is. Listen to this. If you learn it out from Sinai, like Reish Lakish, so what that means is like this. Before Moshe Rabbeinu went into the Mokim Shechina, this holy place, Har Sinai had a Mokim of the Beis HaMikdash, B'Shas Matan Torah. So the Prisha, the reason why you have to Prisha is why? Before you come to a Mokim Kadosh. That's where he learns it out from Sinai. And that's the requirement on Yom Kippurim. Before you go into the Makom Kodesh, Kodesh HaKadoshim, you need separation. Rabbi Yochanan learns that what? The reason why they have Prisha is before you're ready to perform the Avoda of Yom Kippurim, similar to the Miluim, before you're about to perform this service for the first time, Aaron HaKohen, you need Prisha. So is it because of the Makom or is it because of the Avoda Sayyim? Now, Dr. Strong was, what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is like this. Everybody remembers, I'm sure, we mentioned last week the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon made a medrash in Parshas Vayikra, very famous. It's in Parshas Zacharemos, very famous. That what? That Aaron HaKohen was unique, that he was able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wanted to. Only a Kohen Gadol after that can go in only on Yom Kippurim. Aaron can go in whenever he wants.
When did he learn this one?
He learned from the Medrash. The Medrash says, "Bechol Eis Yovei, Bechol Eis Bechol Yovei." Aaron HaKohen can go Bechol Eis. That's what the Medrash teaches. Now, if you say the requirement of Prisha is because you're going into a Makom Kadosh, then even Aaron HaKohen, anytime he would want to go in, would need Prisha 7 days. But if you say the limit is from the Miluim and you only need Prisha 7 days because of the Avoda that's being done on a specific day, namely Yom HaKippurim, then Aaron HaKohen, if he decides in the middle of Shvat, he wants to go in and do the Avoda, it's not Yom HaKippurim, wouldn't need the Prisha for 7 days.
Oh,
it's beautiful nafkamina. It's a beautiful nafkamina, right? And that's the understanding. If you learn it from the Miluim, then the idea is that you learn it because of the Avodas Hayyim that's coming up. If you learn it from Sinai, then it's based on the Makom Kodesh that you're going into. Nafkamina will be with Aaron HaKohen. Let's continue to Gemara now, because we need to finish Daf Dalet Amud Aleph today. We're going to make an attempt. Ready? No more questions, please, till 9 o'clock. Omale Rabbi Yechon, we're on the top of Dalot Amad Alf now. Top line. Omale Rabbi Yechon al Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, Yishay to Reish Lakish. Bishlem al Didi. It's good according to me, the Alfina, I learn at Amimi Luim. Hainu Detanya. That's what we learned in the Braisa later. Zev Vizem Mazan al Av Kol Shiva. Both the Kayan who's separating for Yom Kippurim 7 days, and the Kayan who's separating to burn the Parah for 7 days, they would sprinkle him every day of the 7 days. Mikol chatoi shayusham. Interesting meaning. They would sprinkle him from all of the para adumas that were there. What's all the para adumas? Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi on the wide lines. Mikol para upara hayu neistin ktsas lemishmeres menayfer bechel. They actually, from all of the para adumas in history, there are only 9 so far, they would take some of the ashes and keep it separate and add a little ashes to every new para aduma. And from this one, also, they would sprinkle him for 7 days straight. Rashi says the other pshat is from the afer of Moshe's para aduma. The first para aduma that was created, Moshe Rabbeinu, they saved some of his ashes, and they would put a little bit, add and let a little bit into every para aduma. And here they would sprinkle this kind before Yom Kippur and before the Sreifas HaPara with these ashes. So it's good according to me, because why? Because the Havoi Nami Hazor b'Miluim. During the seven days of Miluim, they would sprinkle Aaron HaKohen. As Rashi says, we had last week's parasha, Vayaz al Aaron val Bigodo val Bonov, val Bidei Bonov. They would sprinkle the dam, they would sprinkle blood on Aaron and on the son all 7 days of the Miluim. So it makes sense. Sprinkle on during the Miluim, sprinkle before Yom Kippurim, sprinkle before the Para, right? That makes sense. Elali didok, but according to you, Resh Lakish, the Alphas mi Sinai, your whole limit is from Sinai. Did they have sprinkling when they were separated before Sinai? Omar Leis, Reish Lakish retorts back, Ula Taimech Minicha, according to you, is it good? B'miluim dam. During the days of Miluim, what did they sprinkle on Aaron and his children?
Dam.
And Hachal, what did they sprinkle on the Kayin? The Mayim of the Parah, right? You mix the ashes of the water and you sprinkle the... So that's dam and that's Mayim, so it's still not equal. So he says, "Holy kasha, that's not a difficulty." The Tani Rabchia nichnasu mayim tagas dam. You could switch mayim and dam, no problem. How could you do that? How could you switch mayim and dam? Says Tosfos, look at Tosfos, nichnasu mayim tagas dam, because the lav legamri drasha gemurahi is not a real drasha medayraisa. Why? Who has had the gamri milu? That we learn after milu. Elas machta ba'alma. This we mentioned before. The ikar kro the kasha also bayem hazeh is yesh lefaris to be going on just like you did it on this day. Do it all 7 days, and therefore Tosfos learns this whole limud of having separation before yom kippurim is an asmachta ba'alma. It's only midrabbanan. Says the Gemara, Elalididach, according to Resh Lakish, Hazah b'Sinai mi'avoi. They didn't have Hazah during Sinai, so why do you have to have it here? Amar lei, so Resh Lakish says, my labalma. You're right. The reason why we have sprinkling here is not because they had it on Sinai, because they didn't have it on Sinai, but rather the reason is because amay labalma. Rashi explains. Yom HaKippurim is as a covet, he's about to go into the Machane Shechina, sprinkle him for 7 days. And the Parah Aduma, we already know, we added a lot of chumas for Parah Aduma. Fine. We're going to have to see next week, Tosfos has a kasha, actually, there was sprinkling by Har Sinai.
For Moshe Rabbeinu?
Look at that. Mm-hmm. Where was sprinkling by Har Sinai? He says, if you look at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu took shechted carbonus, yeah. He shechted carbonus. The end, you know, the end of Parshas Mishpatim is really a continuation of the story of Maimon Har Sinai. Yeah. It says, "Vayalu oilois vayizbuchu zvachim shlomim l'Hashem." He shechted carbonus, and then Vayigach Moshe took chasi adam. He took half of the blood and put it in the pails, and he put another half of dam and he put on the mizbeach. And then it says, he sprinkled all the people. So Tais says it was sprinkling by.
Not 7 days.
Right? If not for this Tais, we wouldn't have never known. No one remember this in the Pasuk. Why not?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Huh? Ah, very good. So Tais says one teretz is the Zrika was not for Tahara, rather it was for Knisas Habris. That's one. And the other teretz is. Another teretz is over there was not a Moshe Levadinis al Kol Ha'am. Yeah, another teretz you can say it was only one time, right? There was only once and not 7 days straight. Good. Says the Gemara like this: Tanya Kava said the Rabbi Yechonam, and Tanya Kava said the Resh Lakish. We have a brisa which supports Rabbi Yechonam, name that we learned out from Miluim, and we have a brisa that supports Resh Lakish that we learned it out from Sinai. Tanik was said to Rabbi Yechon, and it says in the Pasuk in Acharemus, Bezois, with this, Yovei Aaron ala Kodesh. The Pasuk Bezois, the Gemara says, is extra. What does Bezois mean? Bemasha Amor Beinion. What is said somewhere in the Torah. Maihi Beinion. Maihi, what is that? Beinion de Miluim. We say whatever Bezois, with this idea of that we say by Miluim 7 days first and then go in, so too we say by Yom HaKippurim. Uma Amr bin Miluim, Aaron Pirish Shiva. You see, Aaron separated for 7 days, Vishimash Yom Echad. And Moshe Masalei Kol Shiva Gedei Lachanche Ba'amoida. And Moshe Rabbeinu taught him every day of those 7 days in order to train him into the Avoida. So for Afla Deiris, so too for all generations to come. Kohen Gadol will be Pirish Shiva, 7 day separation. Umeshamash and he will have 1 day of working the Yom Kippurim. And two Talmidei Chachamim who sort of represent Moshe Rabbeinu, they would go and teach him the halacha of how to do the service of Yom Kippurim. In order to go against what the tzedukim, Moshe Rabbeinu Kol Shiva Kedei Chanche Ba'avoida, they would give two Talmidei Chachamim in place of Moshe Rabbeinu to teach him the Avoida of Yom HaKippurim. Why two? Says the Teis Yeshanim, Tevim Shnayim in Echad. Two are better than one. But other Rishonim say, in order to have two Edim there, that if indeed he does the Avoida like the tzedukim, which they were concerned about in the Bayis Sheni, so you have two Talmidei Chachamim and say, we are Edim. We're Eidus, that we taught him the right way. And he now changed against it. Mikan Omru, this is all part of this Braisa. Mikan Omru, from here they said, Shivas Yamikan, Mamikipurim, for 7 days before, Marfisha Kagodal, be based on Lelishkas Parhedrin. Ukishem, Shemarfisha Kagodal, and just like we separate the Kohen Gadol before Yamikipurim, Kach Parfishin, Kohen Aserif Esapora, Lelishka Shapne Abira, so too you separate the Kohen who's going to burn the Parah Aduma to a special room on the Bira, which we said is the Harabayis of the Beis HaMikdash, Tzvayin HaMizracha, in the northeast, and Ve'echad Zeh, Ve'echad Zeh, again this continuation of the Braisa, Ve'echad Zeh, Ve'echad Zeh, Mazen Lo Koshim, both the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, and the Kohen who's going to burn the Parah Aduma, Mazen Lo Koshim, you would sprinkle them for 7 days, Mikol Chatois Hayusham, from all of the Chatois that were there, and we said before, two pshatim, what that means, either every Parah Aduma had little ashes or Moshe Rabbeinu's. V'im Taimar. Maybe you'll say b'miluim dam hachamayim. By the miluim, they sprinkled the kohen and his sons, Aaron and his sons, for 7 days with dam. And over here, they're sprinkling kohen gadol with mayim. Amrit, and that will say nichmesu mayim tachas dam. It's okay. You could switch mayim and dam, as Tosfos said before. Zanishba. We continue with the brayso. V'oimen, it also says kasher osa bayim azeh, as you do that day. Siva Hashem lasis lechaper aleichem lasis elu ma'ase. This is the end of this braisa, and here you see there's a braisa like Rabbi Yechonon, that where do you learn out the prisha from the miluim? Fake the Gemara, what do you mean? But v'hai bezois, this word bezois, how do you say bezois with this thing you learn from the miluim? So too you should do on Yom Kippurim. But mi boile legufe, I need to tell you before it itself that what, that you have to go on with this bepar ben boker lechatas va'ayla oila, as it says in Parshas Acharemos. It should mean like this: bezois yovei aron ala kodesh, with what, with this bepar ben Bokar Loyla, the Parmak Lachad by Loyla. Amria, that will say, Ila Karban Luchudei, if it's only trying to tell me to that you have to bring the carbon, so lay Mikra Bezeh, Oy Ba'ele, with this or with these. Why? Because that's actually a Lashon Zachar. And which animals is he bringing? He's bringing a par, which is a zachar, and an ayah, which is a zachar. So why are you saying bezois, which is not masculine, but it's feminine? Why are you using a lashon nekeva? My bezois, shamimina tardi. The fact that the Torah switches around from the masculine term to the feminine term teaches you it's not only going on the karbonis that he has to bring, the par, the ayah, the bull, and the ram, but it's also telling me bezois with something else you go in, basically with what we learned from the miluim, 7 days of prisha. My v'omer, why do you have to add that extra thing v'omer? And it also says kasher also v'chitem yom kippurim kama hu dabei prisha. Maybe all you need prisha for is that first yom kippurim that was told to Aaron b'zeis yavei Aaron. Because by miluim, what was miluim? Miluim was, there was the first avodah that they performed, but after that they did it on a regular basis. You don't need prisha for every avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, only that first time. So maybe Yom HaKippurim also should only be the first Yom HaKippurim that you need prisha. But every other subsequent Yom Kippur you don't need. Or Inami, or maybe something else. Maybe the Kohen Gadol Kama Hu Dabei Prisha. Maybe only the first Kohen Gadol in history, namely Aaron HaKohen, needs Prisha. Avo Kohen Gadol Ba'alma Loi.
You hold the Shita that's Kedushas Hayam is Garim the Prisha, therefore every Yom Kippur you need Prisha.
If you say it's Kedusha Siyayim, that's what's requiring it, so then what will be the Havamina? Mm-hmm. Very good. What will be the Havamina to think that it's only going to be one time? Right? But again, but by Miluim, if you say it's also from the Kedusha Siyayim, from the Avodah, no, Miluim, Miluim, Kedusha Siyayim, the Avodah that was performed on that day, right? So then,
but that was an inaugurational. That was the day.
That was the day.
The day was one time. Kippur is every year.
So what would that happen? I think you'd only need it one time. Okay. Or maybe it's only the Kohen Gadol. Tashma, Kasha, Osa, Bayem Hazeh, as was done on that day. Tziv Hashem Lasais, that's where we read that extra pasuk. So namely, this extra pasuk teaches me, just like you're doing that day, so too you should do all those days, meaning every Yom HaKippur that comes, you're going to need the special Prisha. So this is the Brisa that supports, again, Rabbi Yochanan Shita, and now we're going to have a Brisa that supports Rish Lakish Shita, that says you learn it out from Sinai. And Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll see what Rabbi Yochanan learns out from Sinai. We'll have a Machlokes when exactly the Torah was given.